Kenosha.
Hey.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good, I'm good. Just chilling. We're just waiting for the other people to
Demetrius is here with me. Demetrius is here with me in person, and I texted my cousin, so.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Oh, hi, Demetrius.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, how are you? And then, are we going to have another guest on here?
Yeah, so my cousin, her boyfriend wanted to join. He was listening to her talking about it. And he was like, I want to do it. That's what I do. I was like, okay, daddy. You can get on.
All right, well, let's get started and see if he'll pop up. What's good? It's Sharday, and you're not listening to Sharday's Thoughts. I have Kenosha on here, and then I also have another guest on here. Introduce yourself if you can.
Hey, my name's Demetrius from Mississippi. I've had a beautiful life. God has blessed me many, many times, and I want to give back to the world.
Nice, nice. That's great. And then Kenosha, introduce yourself. You've been on my other podcast for a very long time, but never on this one.
Yeah, for sure. I'm Diego, born and raised. I don't know what else to say. I am me.
And then what do you do?
Let me tell you, I am like Superwoman. Don't even know.
Kenosha, are you still there? You kind of broke out a little bit. Yeah, you broke out a little bit.
Oh, sorry about that. It's okay. I was saying that I'm a caregiver at night. Also, there's my cousin. So I'm a caregiver at night, and then I do like social media marketing.
Ooh, social media marketing. Nice. How long you been doing that for?
Not long enough. I just got into it like a few months ago. And let me tell you, you know how to do something and you're trying to figure out if it's for you? Yeah,
yes.
I figured it out. It ain't
testing
for the week.
Waters.
I feel you.
And then it looks like we have another guest on here. Hey, girl. Is Kiki there?
Yes. Hey.
Hey. How are you?
I'm okay. What does it sound
good.
Like that?
I have no idea. Do you have a microphone? Like headphones with AirPods?
Hold on.
Look like computer.
Yeah, I'm using my headset that I use for work.
Oh, she's using it like a computer and I'm using my phone. I
can see
it. Hold on.
But yeah, let's see.
My head's too big.
My head is too big.
She's like, oh, nah, I can't.
You
right. Being same.
Not really, hold on.
So what you guys do today?
Should I put my AirPods?
Girl.
Yeah, no. AirPods.
Is it working?
It just sounds
weird. I do.
But I
just worked today. It's Friday.
I did.
Right. Friday.
Turn all the way up.
Ready to sleep in tomorrow. Had a crazy week.
I didn't go to work today. I don't really work that much.
I
went to brunch today at this restaurant called Breakfast Bitch and got bottomless mimosas. That was my
dang,
whole day.
Dang, mimosas. And you survived?
I'm still kicking.
I would have died somewhere, to be honest, or I would have like felt like a buzz, you know what I'm saying? Like with me, when I drink, I feel like I want to feel that buzz instead of like, ooh, let me feel super drunk. No, I just want to feel that buzz so I can vibe out pretty much.
For right. Sure. I'm the same way.
Shit, hell yeah. And then while we're waiting on Kiki, what we're going to talk about today, y'all, we already, you know, had our little group chat going on for the audience. We're going to talk about toxic traits, okay? I know that like a lot of people agree and disagree with it, don't know why. And before we even talk about it, y'all, let me tell you what happened. So you know how I post my content so, you know, the audience can, you know, respond and be a part of the podcast, right? Just by me reading their stuff. I messaged a few people on my Snapchat about it. This one particular person, I don't know what was up with him, what was up his ass. Who fucking knows, okay? He literally was like, I don't have a toxic trait. I was like, okay, well, I feel like everybody has one. And everybody. I'm like, oh, attitude. Like,
Right.
I'm like, like, what you doing? And then he was like, well, what if, like, you know, you said that your kid had a toxic trait, you know, like you can't say everything's toxic. That's the only thing with social media is that you guys call everything toxic. Now, what if a child was toxic? Would you say that they're toxic because of your toxic trait? I'm like, you're making zero fucking sense. First of all, I said a toxic trait as an adult because we do carry that from like our teenage years to like our adulthood, like our toxic traits. I swear, if we don't fix it. So that's what happened with me with sending that out.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Dang, he was like, I don't got one. I mean, fucking to be honest, savage. Like I didn't think I had one either, but my friend, she was like, You do. You can't say no.
And then I feel like my toxic trait, honestly, is, let's see, I have a few of them actually, which is kind of bad. I freaking tend to, like, if something bothers me, it could be the littlest, like, thing ever. Then, like, if I'm, like, mad at you or whatever and we're arguing, I'm gonna bring it up. It could be fucking something that happened in 2018. I find it funny in 2018. Like, I'm telling you, that's my talking straight, because I bottle shit up until I explode, and I really want to work on that, but it's so fucking hard. Especially, like, not liking confrontation, because it's crazy, because, like, you know, back in the day, Kenosha, people thought that was very, like, confrontational, I guess. And into my adulthood, I don't like confrontation. That shit is draining, and it fucks with your mental health, I swear. So, yeah, too, that's my intake on. Right. Hell yeah. And
we
then what's your toxic
stuff
trait?
Going on.
Facts. What are y'all toxic traits?
Demetrius?
My toxic trait is I'm one of those who try to convince other people to like the same things they like. Like, if I like video games, I try to get the people around me to play video games with me, even though they may express to me that they don't like video games. Or I want to make them travel with me, even though they might express, like, I don't like being around other people or being in other countries. I still try to get them out. But I realize you can't get people to like the things you like. You have to either like what they like or find someone who likes what you like, because trying to get someone else to like what you like is like
super
trying
hard.
It's like trying to feed a bee meat. Like, the bee is not gonna eat meat. You can't convince
exactly.
a bee.
Exactly. Right. And what's your sign, Demetrius?
I'm a Gemini.
You're a Gemini. he's straight up, I'm a Gemini. Like, yep, that's y'all Gemini, man.
Yeah.
He definitely owned it. But you know what's crazy? Like, as I got older, I noticed that I vibe out with Geminis. And it's crazy because I'm a Pisces. Like, and I feel like, yeah, they get along, but then they butt heads a lot, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
So I'm like, damn. Kenosha, what's your sign? You're an Aries? No fucking way.
Yes.
When's your birthday?
April 6th.
It's around the corner.
Yes, it is. I'm a
holy shit.
27.
Same. I'm getting old as fuck. My back be hurting.
Man, let me tell you. I'm about to be working with kids next.
You better take some freaking Tylenol before you go there.
They're at my house too.
Carry it in your purse. Be like, I need one.
Right, they're all older.
Shit.
Like, not older, but they're old enough.
Right. And then what's your toxic trait that you want to work on?
Me? Learning how to express my feelings and stop holding back for other people. For example, like, I hold stuff back because, like, I don't want them to feel bad, or I don't want them to think differently of me or anything like that. But let me tell you, that'd be sucking me in. Like, it's not good, to be honest. And it's hard to be, like, blunt and honest, but you know what? I think I'm starting to like it, because let me tell you, I am grown. Starting to be like that. So if I don't want to ask any questions, then I'm going to just tell you how it is.
Exactly. I wish I could be like that. I'm way too fucking nice, dude.
I'm trying to get there. I'm not all the way there.
Girl, I've been there. And I want to go back and be like, let me be a little bit more mean, but it just doesn't work out for me at all.
Dang.
Unless I'm really upset, but like, that's like pretty rare now. And then Nate, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, we can hear you. What's your toxic trait that you want to work on?
I'm kind of in denial about being toxic.
Oh, shit. She's like that one dude, but a nice version.
Yeah. Yeah. Tell her the story again. Tell her the story.
My God, Nate. So I was telling them that when I was sending out, like, what's your toxic trait that you want to fix, that flyer for, you know, the audience to respond and stuff like that, this one dude got really mad at me, and he was like, I don't think I have a toxic trait. And then he basically told me that, nope, like, you know, social media, like, kind of like implants shit in your mind about being toxic. Like, you think everything's toxic because of social media. And then he threw in, like, what if you tell a kid, like, that's toxic? Like, would that be right? Da-da-da-da-da. I'm like, okay, but, like, I'm talking about as an adult. So he was pretty fucking ignorant with it. And I literally, honestly, guys, I had to curse him out. And I usually don't cuss people out that much. But I had it. I said, I don't even want to fucking talk to you no more. Don't talk to me, you fucking disrespectful ass. Block.
Mm-hmm. No, he went too deep.
It was not even that deep, to be honest. I was like, yo, what is wrong with this dude? Like, you want something? Because, like, how are you grown but you're acting like that? Grow the hell up. Goodbye.
I feel like, I will admit, like, I used to be toxic, and I knew I was toxic. Like, I would like people. And yeah. like them for a while, and then, like, as soon as I start, like, dating them or talking to them, I would be like, I don't want to talk to you no more.
Like, you're like, I'm too used to you.
Yeah, like, I used to really be like that, and then now, no, I've been with the same person for a minute, but right. I feel like now, I guess you could call it toxic, but I don't know if it's toxic or not, but
I get mad fast.
Like
a temper.
If some stupid shit happens, like I'd be like, what the fuck is this? Like,
yeah. That's true. So kind of like, you want to work on your temper. Yeah, no, I feel you. And then, let's see. What else? Also, speaking of toxic traits, before we even go into the questions, now let's talk about, okay, so Black toxic families. Since we all Black up in here, I feel like, you know what I'm saying? We had to bring that up because, you know, nobody brings that shit up. And no, I feel like since we're all Black and stuff like that, like, let's bring it up because we're not going to let anybody, like, you know, make somebody feel uncomfortable with talking about our culture. You know what I'm saying? What do you guys think about Black toxic families? I feel like, in my opinion with that, I don't like the, you know, if a family does you dirty, well, that's your family. That's your cousin. You got to keep them in your life. You got to talk to them. You know what I'm saying? Like, why are Black families so fucking toxic, bro? Like, some of them are toxic, not all of them, but I feel like, in the Black community, that's a huge fucking issue. Literally, they're so in denial and so fucking toxic. What are you guys' thoughts?
I mean, honestly, helping you become the person that you're supposed to be is extra. Like,
right.
you don't need people in your life that's not gonna be there for the long run.
That's true.
If you've been in my life, it's dependent on me making sure you're in my life, then I don't need you in my life.
Right. That is so fucking true. And then Kenosha, what you think?
So for me, let me tell you, like, it took a long time. So, like, I'm about to be 27, right? So it took a long time for me to understand that the way my family think and sometimes what they do is just not right. Like, it makes sense. And before, I was, like, doing it, even though it didn't make sense. But now I'm like, if it don't make sense, it don't make sense. Like, I'm not going to do something or say something if it don't make sense to me.
Exactly.
That was like, it was really rough, obviously, you know, growing up with a toxic family. But it's even more rough finding out that they're toxic for you.
Exactly.
And, just recently, like, the last few years, I've been, like, growing as a person and understanding a lot more. So I'm just really thankful in that aspect. And I'm, like, able to see and understand many different lessons through my family. Good and bad. So, yeah, I mean, there's a L and there's a W.
Exactly.
With the toxic family.
Right. I feel like it's like a learning lesson. Like, you basically kind of want to say, like, yeah, like, shit that happened in my past when my family's toxic, but do I want to bring that shit when I have my own family? And I feel like sometimes people need to break, like, that generational curse. And it's kind of hard to because you're so used to it. But at the same time, it's like you want to kind of build another milestone and a different scenario of what you think a healthy family is like instead of a toxic family and what you grew up on. Like you want them to, you know, be in a non-toxic environment pretty much, because that's what I like for my daughter, and that's what she's getting, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like I want to teach her differently pretty much.
Right.
So, and then Nate, what do you think?
Because this show was her topic. Nay.
Nay. I think her Bluetooth.
Yeah,
it might be her Bluetooth.
Talk to us. She probably can't talk to us.
Yeah, most likely. I think she'll be back soon. And then let's see. I'm going to read some of the comments until Nate comes back as well. So it says, you know, what is a toxic trait that you have and you want to fix? And then I see a comment and she commented, don't trust easily. And I don't know if you saw my little comment where I was like, oh, opposites attract or something like that. I was like, yeah, no, I overly trust. I feel like my issue is that I overly trust, to be honest. What do you guys think? Do you guys tend to like don't trust easily, or like do you guys overly trust easily like me?
Demetrius, easy.
So honestly,
what
I with how strong you are as far as like healing yourself emotionally and dealing with heartbreak. But
yes.
I feel like everyone should have your trust until they don't, until they give you a reason to not have it. That's how I operate. Like, if you haven't wronged me, I have no reason not to trust you. But immediately, as soon as you wrong me, getting my trust back is almost impossible to get.
Right.
But that's taken with a grain of salt, though, because you have so much wrong going on in the world. You have all these scammers and people who are looking for a come up, and everyone wants something from you. Even with relationships, like they might come off genuine, like, oh, you know, I want to take you out, you look real good, I want to get to know you and everything, but they still want something from you, whether that's relationship, whether that's sex, whether that's a person to walk around with and look good with. Like everyone wants something.
Right.
So you just have to bear that in mind when you're meeting people. Like it's not to say don't trust them, it's to say that you should guard yourself. You should
guard up. Yeah, like,
yeah, no, keep
your guard right up. Right. That's how it is with me too. I feel like with me, my guard is up a little bit, but not too much. And I feel like I always see the good in people, so that's why my issue is I overly trust as well. But the don't trusting, I feel like with me, it's very, very hard for me not to trust you. You have to do, you know, something very, very bad to me in order for me not to trust you. But you know, I feel like I overly trust in all general. Like, even like you said, the social media stuff, like people are scamming people. Now there are a lot of fucking, you know, Instagram accounts that are getting like hacked and stuff like that, because like, you know, they're trusting them and they're saying like, oh, okay, well, this might be legit. I'm going to trust this person because they're going to give me this lump sum amount of money or whatever. And their accounts are getting scammed, and it's kind of sucks because, you know, there are some people who are like me who will fucking get scammed because they're overly trusting, you know what I'm saying? And then their whole account is just wiped. And yep. I don't know, it sucks sometimes, overly trust. So I feel like I wish I had that trait of not trusting so easily, because like, hell, it could be anybody like me, like, shit.
Right.
So I think that's just, you know, my comment when it comes to, you know, overly trusting. But the don't trust easily, I wish I had that trait. Dead ass, like, like, give me that.
Right.
Shit.
I don't know. Like, I definitely think, like you said, like, and unless you give me a reason not to trust you, then I do trust you to a certain extent.
Right.
With all this that's going on, like the scamming and stuff like that, I be having so many questions. I'm like, well, why can't you do it? Why can't you give me the money for it? Like, give me the money for it. I'll give it back. That's the type of person I am. But recently I talked to an older person, and she was no, Nay, we cannot hear you.
Yeah, we can't hear you, Nay.
I think it's like her mic or something. An older person, she's like really wise, and her grandmother raised her, and she was just saying like, don't trust like anybody, because like,
okay.
Like, you never know, like, you just, you know, every little, it just, it could just be anything. And
yeah,
so
you
I
don't know what people are capable of.
Yes. Yeah, because, yeah, like, yeah, there's a story that goes behind it, but that's getting off topic.
Right. No, you're totally fine. But yeah, I feel like with that shit, like, nah, like, that's a hard hell no for me, overly trusted, for sure. I think we can hear you now, Nay.
Yeah.
You can hear me?
Yes. So we were just talking about toxic traits. Now, there was a comment where it says, like, their toxic trait is they don't trust easily. And we were just talking about, you know, what's the difference between not trusting too easily and overly trusting, because I overly trust. What do you do?
Can you still hear me?
Yeah, I can still hear you.
Okay. I would say... I would say I'm easily trusting, but at the same time, like, I'm not. Because, like, I always feel like somebody's doing something grimy. Like, I'm always like, no, that person is disrespectful. Or, no, this person wants this, you know? But it's like, I end up giving people doubt.
Nay? Ganesha, is her audio?
I don't know. It looks like she's on her phone too, so I don't know what's going on.
She might be. Maybe she could put it on speaker.
Maybe.
Because that's what happens to my iPhone as well. Yeah, it might be. We'll just wait.
No, those iPhones.
Yeah, the damn iPhone. The 13 came out, y'all. So you know the iPhones is messing up right now. Apple's like, you need a new iPhone.
You must not be an iPhone user. I see you.
Girl, I need the 13 in my life.
Yeah.
Shit. And then let's see. There's another comment where it says their toxic trait is not communicating well.
That's a
right,
good topic.
Not communicating well. Right. So I'm thinking not communicating well, toxic trait for that. Can I relate to it? Kind of, because I feel like with my toxic trait that I told you guys about earlier, about bottling stuff up, that's me not communicating and, you know, avoiding confrontation in my feelings. So I could definitely agree with this. What y'all think?
Yeah.
I think that I have the issue as well, not communicating well. Communication issue. Yes.
When you talk about communication and communicating well, it's let me talk about it with my partner, or let me make sure that what I'm feeling gets out. Mm-hmm. It's more along the lines of if you're communicating, you have to speak a language that both people understand. You have to speak in a way like my delivery has to be received by the receiver. If I deliver it in a way that they're never going to receive, then I'm still not communicating well.
Ooh, that's true. So, you've got to have, like, similar communication skills, right?
If you know, I yell at my wife saying, hey, like, you cooked food, you did, but this shit is fucking garbage. I don't like it. But
not garbage.
And her mind, all she hears is me yelling at her. Guess what? She's gonna
respond to it. Yeah, that's true. Kenosha, are you still there? Demetrius?
We're still here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sorry. Let's see, the whole communication thing. But yeah, with that comment, definitely could relate, because I'd rather just let it out instead of bottling it up and, like, you know, have the same communication language as them. Even not just in relationships, but even in friendships as well. Like, if something bothers me, I'm the type of person where I won't tell you what's wrong. I'll just, honestly, I'll cut you the fuck off. Like, I'm not even gonna lie. I'll delete your number. Like, I would literally, like, fucking be like, nah, like, I'm cool. Like, I won't communicate what is bothering me or what made me uncomfortable or anything like that. You know, just like bottling things up, I do that in friendships as well. If something rubs me the wrong way just a little bit, like, I'm cutting you off. I'm sorry. So that's my toxic trait too, is I cut off motherfuckers way too easily. Shit.
Sometimes people don't need that, like, second chance or that, like, comeback. Nah.
Right. It's I just try to protect my peace. Right.
Right.
I got time for that.
As older people and as African American women, like, that's what we have to do. We have to protect our peace, like, because who else is going to do it for us?
Exactly, because we're always fucking attacked. But don't get me started about that. That could be another topic.
Right. Black men too.
Exactly. They stay getting attacked and fucking fetishized. Man, that's what I'm going to talk about on one of the other podcasts, if you want to hop on it. Why, you know, why does people fetishize, like, our race, like, our ethnicity? Black women, and including black men. It's not just black women. It's definitely black men. But, hell, we'll talk about that another time. I'll send you some ideas. Just let me know, because I think that would be a really good thing to talk about, for sure. Is interracial. And then I see right, I see there's another comment. It says, I never let myself be happy and always think the worst of things, and that's her toxic trait.
Dang.
Mm-hmm.
Dang. You know what, let me tell you, I whenever a situation, always think of the worst. I always like that. This is what happened. Why do I think the worst all the time? That's really bad.
Exactly. I honestly, I kind of disagree with this a little bit. I don't think the worst of things. Like I said, I always see the good in people. So I'm always the type of person that kind of gets my hopes up, pretty much. Instead of, you know, saying, like, but what if this happens? But, nah, I mean, I'm like, okay, well, everything's cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I kind of disagree with this toxic trait. Yes, it's a good thing to work on, but I don't have that trait, for sure.
Right.
And then, Demetrius, do you have this trait?
Nah, honestly, I was married before. And and I didn't see until after my marriage ended that I was childish. Like I thought I was very responsible and educated, and I thought I was very communicative and all this other thing. But there's so much more to understanding another human being than those things, and there's so much more to understanding yourself. And it's hard to understand someone else when you don't understand yourself. So the last, like, 4 years has been all growth for me. I've been doing everything to try to experience life, like, from a different view, so I can see all these different angles. And
right,
that was one of those things that I removed, honestly, because I dated someone who was like that often. Like, she was super defensive. Like, everything I said, she wanted to argue about it. Whenever there was a chance that we could, like, communicate with things, he would always try to, like, flip it back. Like, I'm like, well, the way you cook your rice is bad, because you always forget. You never set a timer, you burn it every time. And she's like, well, you didn't fold the laundry. I'm like, why? Well, like, this isn't about me, this is about you. Like, you
oh,
asked
she
me
kinda, like, what, try to manipulate it.
Yeah, like, you can't say what you do wrong, and then when I tell you, then you try to tell me what I did wrong. I didn't ask you what I did wrong. You asked me what you did wrong.
She tried to change the subject. I see exactly what she's doing. She's trying to gaslight you and then manipulate you to change the subject. I think a lot of women do that, and I think that's a superpower that we have. I'm sorry that we know how to, like, flip shit on the dude. Like, I find it funny how, like, we weren't just talking about this, but okay, let's talk about it. Like, I swear, because honestly, that's a trait that I have too, where I'm just like, I find it funny how, like, I don't know, I just, you know, kind of flip the shit. So I'm pretty sure everybody else does. Any other woman,
I feel like that falls into the same the whole you know, I don't let myself be loved. I find the worst of things, I feel like same category. Because if you're really content the way you say you are, if you're really in love the way you say you are, then you're not gonna be thinking about gonna be thinking about the other person. You're not gonna be thinking about, oh, he did this wrong. You're thinking about, how can I make this better?
That's true. Like, trying to make it work.
Exactly.
Compromise, find the solution. Dang. Demetrius, you sound like a therapist, bro.
Right?
I'm just old.
Hello.
I'm only 28. I was raised by my grandma.
Oh, my grandma, man. 20 is not even old. And then I see there's another comment where it says, I wish my first thought isn't violent whenever someone pisses me off. And that's what your cousin was just talking about. Kenosha, was her temper was a toxic trait. Yeah. So they just said basically that their temper is a toxic trait. Now, I feel like as you're getting older and you're trying to work on your temper, like, that's good. But if you're getting older and you're not trying to work on it and it's like a trait, I don't know. I'm kind of biased with that opinion, to be honest. Because, like, yeah, I have my moments where I get angry, but I don't think I get as angry as I did, you know, 5+, 6+ years ago. What about you guys?
So this goes back to your earlier comment when you say your peace is more important. You're trying to protect your peace. That's what it comes down to. Like, what am I getting angry for about somebody else who did me wrong? You did me wrong. I didn't do anything wrong. I'm not jeopardizing my peace because you're stupid. No.
Right.
Like, if you can be stupid somewhere else, I can keep my peace. I'm not giving up my peace for anyone else.
Big facts. That's why I just cut them off. And people think it's childish to, like, not talk about it and not cut them off. But in my opinion, it's protecting your peace and, like, your peace of mind and your mental health. Like, that shit's important. And that's what people don't take seriously. That's just my opinion on that.
That's true, yeah.
I agree. I feel like people don't talk about mental health enough in the Black community.
That's what I was just saying. Like, earlier, yeah. I was like, ooh, that'll be a good topic because in the Black community, like, it seems like mental health is like, no, you're just being lazy or any of that other sort, instead of actually getting help.
Yeah, or they don't believe in it. They're like, no, nothing.
It's
wrong.
Fake.
What do you mean? I'm telling you. I'm with me. Like, how are you going to tell me?
Your diet is like, what? That's fake. Like, what? You're faking it. Like, what the hell? What faking what? My chest hurting?
Like, tell me. Like, you know, like, I didn't like that. My son said that to me, like, a lot. And I'm like, how are you guys going to tell me? I'm
exactly. Over here going
like crazy. So if I say I'm lactose intolerant, I'm lactose intolerant. Like,
shit. Damn, you don't eat ice cream, do you?
Huh?
You don't eat ice cream, do you?
No, I don't.
Damn. That fucking sucks, bro.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
But back to the mental health, yeah.
Like, imagine trying to feed her. It's terrible.
Oh my god. Probably. And if you try to feed her some homemade Alfredo, man.
Definitely don't, because I can't eat gluten. So
jeez. I just made some too. That shit was fire. Never going back to canned Alfredo ever again. Like, it's the bomb. It's the bomb. But then I see that there's another comment where her toxic trait is not knowing how to say no. And that's something that I'm still struggling with till this day. You know, saying no about anything. Like, I'm the type of person where I will say yes, 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 or I would agree just to make the other person happy instead of, you know, saying no and just protecting my peace. I think that's a really bad trait that I have as well. It's not knowing how to say no. It's very easy to say no, but at the same time, if you're super nice, it's fucking hard as shit. And I've been working on it for fucking years. Like, I'll say yes about anything. Like, and if I try to avoid it, I feel bad. And I'm like, but, you know, it's fine. Like, no. I need to learn that. What do you guys think? Do you guys struggle with saying no?
No. So you found the nail right there. You said if you say no, then you feel bad. That's what it's fear. Like people fear the outcome of what's gonna happen if they say no, so they say yes instead. Even if they know they can't do it, they try to find a way. I feel like that's unreasonable. Why just peace and do something that you either don't like or that you find uncomfortable rather than just no, like. You better say no. If you can't do it, you can't do it. Even if you can do it, if it's uncomfortable for you, say no. Like, the worst that can happen is someone else gets upset. But guess what? Someone else isn't the same as your peace. Like, your peace is more important.
That's like,
true. Someone else gets upset, it's not going to stop your money. It's not going to stop you from eating. It's not going to stop, like, you doing your hobbies. Like, but you losing your peace is. You losing your peace is going to throw up your whole day.
It definitely is. Especially your work day, too.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yep. Like, I'd love to be in my zone.
And then, like, months later, you're like, I don't even know who I am anymore. Yeah, you don't know who you are because you're not doing the things you like. Because you're not letting yourself be you because you're trying to please other people. Don't do that.
That's true. I'm trying my very best with it, but I'm like, but it's, you know, screw me over in the long run mentally. So I'm like, shit, let me just say no. I'm going to hit y'all. I'll be like, listen, this is what they asked me. What do I say? Say no, Chardonnay. No. And then I see that there's another comment where it says, I shut people out or disappear and pop up back up like nothing happened.
What? So that's
her toxic trait. Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. What? Yes, ma'am.
That's super toxic. That's super toxic.
That's hella toxic. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, but then again, like, if your mental health is, like, not doing great, I do it a tiny bit, but not really, because, you know, I'm always, you know, on social media or whatever, so kind of sort of don't do this, but I kind of do in a small way. Like, I think the worst that I would do is I would forget to text somebody back because I'm, like, so, you know, into my shit or whatever, and then I'll text back the next day and be like, hi, you know, how you been? Or, like, you know, the next other day. But usually the longest I disappear is a fucking day. That's it. So I can't agree with that.
But
then you
pop up like nothing happened.
Oh, what? No, I'm not like that at all.
Like, that is... What?
Oof, that, you know, it gave me a little bit of heart attack, low-key.
So, honestly, I feel like, you know, if you need to take a break because you're overwhelmed and you need to worry about your mental health, then do that. Yeah. And if you want to come back, once is fine. As long as you don't act like nothing happened. But if you do that chronically, like you just disappear for weeks or months at a time and come back, and come back for a week or two or a couple months and then you disappear again and do it over and over again, you no longer have the right to talk to me. Like, don't keep re-entering my life, because if I talk to you, that means you're special to me. And if you think you can just, like, exit my life and re-enter whenever you feel like it, then clearly you have an issue, because that's not what I'm about.
Yeah, that's totally true. Like, going ghost and coming back. I did have a few people in my life who did that, and I used to question, like, myself, like, is there something wrong with me? Why did they keep doing that? So on the fourth. But I feel like sometimes when some people act like this, it's either they can't help it, like you said, when it comes to their mental health, they just, like, need to, like, you know, kind of disconnect, or they're just, like, you know, wanting to just disappear just because and popping back like nothing happened. So that's my opinion on that. Kenosha, what you think?
Girl, I don't know what to think, because I'm still stuck that, like, she popping up whenever she want, like, yeah, I'm just still stuck on that. But to be honest, like you guys said, if you do need a break and mental health or anything like that, for sure, take a break, you know, and come back, and then, you know, like, continue on. But don't act like nothing happened. Like, don't have an argument with somebody, leave, and then come back and act like that didn't happen, because, like, you're gonna look crazy. But I'm That's all true. For, like, breaks, mental health breaks, and breaks from people. But don't just keep coming back and forth, because then you're playing games with me, and I don't need somebody that's playing games with me, and I don't need somebody in my life that's gonna make me second guess or doubt myself. No,
like, exactly. Do you guys feel that way when you're, like, left on read? Like, say for example, you text somebody, like, on the iPhone or, like, even on Messenger or Instagram, and you message them, and then they message you weeks and weeks later, you know, saying, like, you know, like, acting like nothing happened. Could that relate to her situation as well, like communicating through, like, technology, or just in general, like catching up for dinner, or, like, you know, going to their house? I don't know, there's just so many things that, like, you could, you know, kind of do by, like, disappearing and popping back up than other just being on your phone doing that, you know?
Yeah, that's true. Honestly, if you pop up at my house, I might let it slide, but if you text me, I'm not even gonna text back.
Right, I be feeling some type of way when I'm being, like, on red. I'm like, damn, like, can you not text back? Because I got a whole, like, almost 2-year-old and I text back. You know what I'm saying? Like, I get a little hurt, to be honest. I'm like, damn, I'm hurt. Like, text again. Hey, you there?
Right. Shoot. I feel that too, but also then now I'm in a phase that, like, if I have to text you or remind you, like, it's not worth it. Like, that's just for me though. Like, I'm just going through this little phase in life. Like, if I have to remind you or tell you, like, nah, like, you know, it's good. Like, I know we're busy and we're doing stuff, but you ain't that busy.
Yeah.
Like,
you know, exactly. Especially, thank like, you.
That you read it, yeah. You could have said, hold on, or give me a sec, or something, you know, like
that should be pissing me off.
Our code between that person, yeah,
exactly. I understand when they have kids, but it's just like, damn, I work 9 to 6 and I have almost 2-year-old, and I don't have time to text anybody back, even if I don't text them back overnight, I'm still gonna text you back, you know what I'm saying? Like, it just don't make no damn sense. And then another one says, for me, I'd say my communication skills for sure. Bad communication skills. Shit, I never had been able to talk about how I felt my whole life, honestly. Never felt like I could talk to my mom about anything because our relationship wasn't that good. And when I would try to say something, it was always a fight behind it or me crying. And then I asked, could I screenshot it, you know, so to share it with y'all? And then she said, yeah. And she basically gave me, like, the inside of, like, you know, her communication skills is that it basically goes back to, like, her childhood pretty much and her mom. What do you guys think?
Is she black?
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay.
Honestly, this happens in a lot of families. You know, you have parents that are like, oh, go do this. And you're like, why? You're like, oh, because I said so.
But yeah.
Because I said so doesn't give me understanding. It gives me fear. And now I no longer want to talk to you because everything's going to be because I said so. And if I don't accept that, then I'm probably going to get a whooping. Like, so now why would I talk to you? Because clearly, whatever you say goes, and I don't have a voice. And
exactly.
If I try to have a voice, then I'll get hurt. So, this becomes like ingrained in your brain. Like,
yep.
Like, this person doesn't want to hear what I have to say. This person is going to hurt me if I say what I'm really thinking.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I said, like, the whole, you know, breaking the generation curse. The generational curse is, like, it's really important because, like, we grew up on, if you talk to me a certain way, if you express yourself, you go and get your little ass whooped. So when you go into your adulthood, you feel like you gotta, you know, hold your tongue on shit, or you pass that shit on to your kids. Like, that's crazy.
Right.
So fucking toxic, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I agree.
Right. And another comment says their toxic trait is being dismissive. And yeah, dismissive.
That's toxic.
That's hella toxic. I feel like if you're going to be dismissive, kind of like, you know, do it in a manner, kind of like do it in the right context, not just be dismissive about absolutely everything. What do you guys think? Are you guys dismissive in any way? Because I feel like I'm not, unless like you rub me the wrong way, which is very rare.
I'm only dismissive of high. When I'm high, like, I physically cannot
deal with life.
I can't express any emotion other than joy. So, like, if you have an issue, I'm sorry. I can't, like, deal with it right now.
Right. You're, like, vibing out and shit high.
Yeah. When I'm not high, though, everything, I feel like, conversation, we can talk about anything. Because anything can be worked out with the conversation. If it can't be worked out with the conversation, then we can take the steps to rectify whatever thing is going wrong.
But that's true. That is totally fucking true. And then that goes back to, like, you know, what I was talking about earlier. Is just regarding to, like, you know, shit like that. And then also, remember when we were talking about overly trusting people, by the way? I forgot to bring this up really fast. I did not bring this up in the chat, but there was this one Instagram account. I don't like when random people follow me, so I'm very curious because I got like a random message at 7:30 a.m. and then this one dude was like, hi Sharday, how are you? I'm like looking at the motherfucker's profile and I'm like, his pictures are like 6 days ago and they look very professional. So I'm like, are you real? Like, don't waste my time fucking talking to me trying to be your friend. Like, bye. Like, sir, I don't need any friends. Like, and then he was like, I am real. I said, okay, if you're real. I literally went like off. I wasn't mean or anything, but I was like, you know, if you're real, you know, send me a video of you with your thumb up saying, hi, Sharday, I am real, right? I waited 3 hours, maybe four, for this video, because I remember I said this shit beginning of my shift. I work from home, and 3 to 4 hours passed by. I was like, so where's the video? And then he sends me a video where he says, "Hi, Sharday. I'm real. I'm at work right now." Mind you, his lips when he's like speaking, you know how we're on, when you're watching TV and you could tell, like, you know, it's off when their lips don't match their words.
Yeah.
That's what it looked like. Mm-hmm. And then I looked at the freaking profile, and it was fake. 283 followers on his, 4.1 million followers on the other one. I was like, this motherfucker's fake. I said, you're blocked. Goodbye. Like,
right.
That shit was funny. So, like, that just, you know, circles back to the overly trusted people. Because just dumb shit like that, they do that shit on social media.
Right.
I can't. I fucking can't.
Let me tell you, if I go on your social media page and you don't have pictures with you and at least somebody else anywhere, you're fake. Let me tell you, nope.
Like, I'm there's a single dad.
Ooh.
Exactly. That dude was not no damn single dad. Right. Not a single dad. Like, no the fuck he wasn't. There was no pictures of him and his kid. Like,
And then what do you want with me? Like,
I don't know. He was just weird. He was so fucking awkward. I was like, seriously. I was like, this is just a waste of my time. What are you doing with your life? You have no life right now. I can't. Right. But honestly, that did make me laugh, because it's just like, you know, I overly trust people, but I just know common sense pretty much when it comes to social media. Like, this is a scam. This is a catfish. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. That's just me, though. But I think it's time for us to play You Know What You Get, Kenosha. Yeah. So, Demetrius, you there? Okay, so me and Kenosha, we fucking love this game, and I was really debating all day to play this game. It's called Would You Rather. Now, usually what we do is we take turns and we pick and choose, like, which one that we want to do. So, y'all ready to play this?
Yeah.
I'm ready.
Okay, it says, would you rather read a sexy book with your lover or watch a sexy movie with your lover?
I think video because our movie, because I don't do reading, like, and then, like, if we're reading it together, one of us gonna have to read it, and I'm gonna need him to have some, you know, passion or like energy. I don't want him to be like, yeah, and then she got on top and then, like,
exactly, like, this ain't Jane the Virgin, sir.
Okay, so it depends on what the intention is, firstly. Okay? If the intention is education, if you're trying to learn some, like, new positions and things, then of course, yeah, let's watch a video. But if you are trying to get in the mood to have intercourse, then the book is better.
Let me tell you why. The book?
The book is better. Because the book forces you to use your imagination.
That's true.
Like, no matter how they're reading it, you're going to take the words and you're going to think about them. The thoughts are going to play as video in your mind. You're going to start thinking, you know, you and your partner in terms of the words you're hearing. Instead of watching the video, if you're watching the video, you're going to be thinking about the people on the screen. If you're reading the book, you're thinking about you and your partner. And you guys are probably going to have sex, like, within, like, 5 minutes. So
you're like, stimulate my mind.
exactly, because a lot of people think like physical is what turns people on, and for some people, you know, that's true. Like, of course, everyone likes a gorgeous shell, but our shells are just that. But yeah, true stimulation is mental. If you can touch someone's mental, you can touch every part of them.
They're physical. Physical, emotional, all that. No, I feel you on that. And then mine's, I think I would rather watch a sexy movie with your lover, because, you know, as Kenosha was saying, you know what I'm saying, I got the patience for that. I gotta be like, you know, have me my little bit of wine or like something, hell, for me to like pay attention. Like, my attention span, if I'm not interested in something, I'm just gonna be like, well, this book isn't great. Because when I used to read books, I only read that one freaking author. Her name was Lori something. I can't remember. I'll send it to you guys later. But she's a very good author, and that's the only person who I would read. I don't like to give other authors a chance, kind of. So, yeah, that's my toxic trait too, Demetrius and Kenosha. I don't give them a chance. I don't give other folks a chance to, you know, read their stuff. That's crazy. So
Gabrielle Union got a good book out. Like, I've seen her like times. Yes.
Dude, she's my fucking girl crush.
Her book. I think you should get it. I'm like, okay, Gabby.
If I met Gabrielle Union, honestly, like, I would literally buy her Walmart ring because that's what I could afford right now. It's okay, baby. But, you know what I'm saying? Like, I love you some Gabrielle Union.
Hello, yeah.
Yes. But yeah, it says 83% for that sexy movie and then 17% for the read the sexy book with your lover. Damn.
I bet the 83 is all women. I bet it's all women.
It might have been. It might have been. The attention span just ain't there.
Right.
And then it says, would you rather have a great love life or win the lottery?
Ooh, hold up now.
The lottery, obviously. Dang.
Yeah.
I want some money, so I'm gonna say the lottery. Fuck love.
Me too. Cause let me tell you, the way the world's set up right now,
and the pandemic, shit. Right. Give me
It is now. Gosh, are we in the pandemic or are we not? Like,
exactly, exactly. It's just so freaking confusing right now. And then let's see the results for this. 52% for win the lottery, 48% for that have a great love life. First of all,
close.
You can love yourself. Like 48%. Like, I thought that was gonna be 17%.
Like really
I love myself. Close. Right. Love yourself before you love somebody else. Hell, you don't need somebody to, like, you know, be in love with you. That's just how I see it. Do your own thing.
Besides, money's not gonna mess up your food. Money's not gonna, like, have your house dirty.
Not hurt your feelings.
Right, none of that stuff. Money's gonna make sure your clothes are washed. Money's gonna make sure your lights are on and your bills are paid.
Exactly. If you don't want to clean your house, get a fucking cleaner. You know, a housekeeper with the money.
Yeah, man. That's all I do. A lover's just gonna give you a nut, and nuts are great. And
it's temporary, not, though.
Yeah.
You can flip money.
Yeah. True. That's true.
Flip and invest and save. Flip, invest, save. Boom. And then, right. And then, would you rather be wrongfully convicted of murder or commit murder and get away with it? Shit.
Ooh.
I mean, the second one.
Right. It's just common sense. Who would want to be wrongfully convicted of murder? Like, first of all, it's going to be on your record. What if you get out of jail? Then what the fuck? What type of job are you going to do? I mean, you know, by all means, I watch, you know, Life After Lockup, Love After Lockup, shit like that. But, like, that's on your record, though. It's going to be hard for you to get, like, a decent job unless it's a good job that doesn't give a fuck about your record. Hell no, I picked the second one. Exactly. It just don't make no damn sense to me.
This is more about people talk about how they don't want to, they don't want to be accused of things they didn't do, firstly. And that they don't want people to put a label on them, right?
Yeah.
But you want that freedom, right? You want to be able to do whatever you want to do, you know, without consequences. So
exactly.
If
you get you a good lawyer,
convicted, you get wrongfully convicted, it's like, what the hell? Like, I didn't do anything. I did everything that the law said I was supposed to do, and I still went to jail. So, it's like when your significant other say, oh, you cheated on me. It's like, well, shit. If you think so bad that I cheated on you, maybe and then you'll be...
Like that.
Yeah. It's the same. Like, you think I killed somebody? Well, shit. Going away for life for killing somebody. Maybe I should go ahead and handle these couple people that have been getting on my goddamn nerves, and I wanted them going anyway.
Shit, fuck it. That's how I see it. Fuck it. Hey. And then it says 83% for commit murder and get away with it. I mean, no fucking shit. And then 17% for wrongfully convicted of murder. Who the fuck would vote for that?
Who did that?
I don't know, but they got some issues. Like 17%, that's a little bit too much.
Ain't it? Mm-mm. Yeah, that's pretty high.
And then let's see what's the next one. Would you rather spend the evening relaxing at home alone or have a drunken night? Ooh, shit.
The first one for me, I've never been drunk, thankfully.
Really? I don't know how to act. Wait, you say you never been drunk, Kenosha?
Yeah, girl, no. I've been a little tipsy, like.
Oh. It's true.
She never finishes her drinks, it's true.
Damn. And I, ooh.
It don't work.
I was like, wait, Kenosha, we was all drinking at that those parties back in the day. We were minors.
Yeah, I was drunk, and I don't think I was drinking. Nope, not me. Girl, I was a goody two shoes, and I still am. I'm going to church.
Yeah, all
mind your business. Anyways, next question.
Yeah, no. Me, like, I drink, but like, you know, I drink wine, but if I go out, I'm gonna drink my Sex on the Beach and have my tequila shot. But it's funny because I like dark shit if I'm at home. But if I'm out, it's like, let me get this tequila, because I don't like to mix. I think that's why, because I'm like, ooh, like if I mix, then I'm just gonna be fucked up and it's just gonna feel horrible the next day. So that's why I just stick to light, because Sex on the Beach is like my top fucking babe. So
yeah.
And then Demetrius, which one are you spending the evening relaxing at home or having a drunken night?
Honestly, I live my life as a constant party, really. Like,
drunken night.
God is blessing many times, and I straight up just do what I want every day, really.
Literally.
Like today, my boss, like, well, yesterday my boss told me to come into work today. Mm-hmm. Because I'm getting ready to transfer my job to Florida, and they're
no
like,
way.
Yeah, they're trying to make sure I have everything I need before I leave. So
which part?
Jacksonville.
Oh shit.
Yeah. Shit. So I woke up this morning. I had drinks last night, and I woke up this morning, and I was like, hey, I'm not gonna make it into work tomorrow, but all the work that I could have done, I can do it on Monday still. And she's just like, okay, that's fine.
Whoa, that's and then, fucking chill.
And then I went and got mimosas instead.
Yeah, Jacksonville's like 2 hours away from me.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, I'm in Ocala right now, but like Jacksonville's 2 hours. And usually, like, you know, I feel like when you move out here, driving's not going to be nothing to you. Like, you know how in San Diego, like, you know, a fucking 45-minute drive is far. Yeah, I used to think it was far because I'm born and raised in San Diego. But like when I moved to Florida, like an hour 25-minute drive is nothing to me. A 2-hour drive is nothing. Like, I could have been going to fucking Compton every weekend if I wanted to. In Inglewood.
In the South, everything's spaced out anyway. Like that's a regular drive.
Yeah.
Everything is spaced out.
Definitely. It's just the San Diego thing. Like, we're fucking spoiled pretty much to city life.
No, I feel like I'm from Mississippi, and like Jackson's like an hour away from me.
Which part of Mississippi?
I'm from Kosciuszko. It's like an hour above Jackson.
Nice. Mississippi food's fucking amazing.
It is, yeah. For sure.
It's so good. Like, that sweet tea's fire too. I ain't gonna lie, that shit good. Now Kenosha, the real sweet tea is not in California at all. And I think with me, I'd rather spend the evening relaxing at home alone. Yes, a drunken night is fine, but I feel like that shit gets old, you know what I'm saying? Especially being a parent. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't want to deal with a hangover, like, trying to tend to your kids. So, like, me, it's, like, every now and then thing. So, definitely spend the evening relaxing at home. But me, a couple years ago, shit, I would say a drunken night, me back then. But me now, nah.
Right.
Take my ass home
with
for free.
Grew up.
Hell
hello.
Yeah. And then it looks like the results for spending the evening at home, 59%, not surprised at all. And then the drunken night is 41%.
Okay, pretty fair.
Right. And then it says, huh, this one's kind of like controversial low-key. It says, would you rather only date people with severe OCD or only date chain smokers?
Wow. Dang, what?
Wow.
OCD. Exactly.
The OCD. Oh, not stand. I mean, I have a lot of friends who are chain smokers, but the smell and the taste on the lips. Oh no, I can't deal with that. No.
Isn't chain smokers people who eat tobacco and smoke cigarettes?
Ew.
Chain smokers just smoke all day. They like they smoke like two packs.
Oh, vape.
They
not. No.
Yeah, no. Like the taste of cigarettes on your lips. Ugh. I can't deal with that. I can't deal with that. Yeah, and I don't want to hug you. I don't want to hug you and get intimate, and your clothes smell like smoke all the time.
Ugh.
Your hair. Yeah, your hair fucking smells like smoke. Ugh.
It's like, wash your hair, girl. Got some soap.
Right.
Here, go scrub up before you hang out with me, because you smell like fucking smoke. Hell nah. I would say severe OCD too, because I feel like the smell of smoke and like hookah and anything like that, it's just weird. Like, it makes me nauseous. Like, back then I used to be around that so fucking much, but like now as I'm older, like I could be downtown or whatever and I smell like a bunch of hookah and like cigarettes, like me and alcohol and that, smelling that, it just, I don't know, it gives me not good flashbacks. So I'm just like, I'm fucking nauseous. So I feel you guys on that.
Yeah.
And then looks like 69% for that severe OCD and 31% for the change. 31 fucking percent.
Dang. Yeah,
y'all got problems.
We got a lot of smokers out here. Like, at least half of that number are chain smokers. I guarantee it.
Yeah, especially in the South, too.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure.
Definitely out here. I worked at a call center, and, like, literally the call center, it smelled like cigarettes, and then outside was a bunch of ashes, and it was a lot of fucking smokers, and I'm just like, damn, y'all really don't know how to put down the cigarette. Like, it's gonna fuck up your lungs, bro. Like, right. What the fuck? And then it says, would you rather keep a secret from your partner that is eating you alive, or dang, tell them that secret and hurt their feelings? Whoa!
Tell them that secret and hurt their feelings. Like, dang. Having something eat you alive is...
No, hold on. Mm-hmm. It depends on your partner. It depends on... it depends on if this is your girlfriend or your wife.
Shit, that's true.
That's... Okay.
Because, let me tell you, like, when it's your girlfriend, it's easier to be transparent because you don't want to hurt them, but at the same time, you feel like if I do hurt them, then the worst thing you can do is leave me, you know, whatever, fine. But hurting someone like your wife, someone that you committed your whole life to, it hurts you worse. Like, you're afraid to feel the pain of them being hurt.
Yeah.
Because you don't want them to feel the pain of them being hurt.
That's true. That is so fucking true. But then again, yeah, tell them the secret and hurt their feelings. I feel like if you're like me and you don't know how to lie, it's gonna be like word vomit pretty much. So I say I'm kind of neutral with this, because I don't like to lie, but if I do, like, it's just gonna come out. It is, for sure.
I feel that. I'm like that too.
Yeah,
but
I'm at a point in my life right now, like I don't even know how to tell a lie anymore. But I did have a point in my life where I lied about a lot of things, like a lot, pretty often. But
right.
Yeah, now it's like my peace is more important. I don't want to give up my peace, so I'm just gonna tell you the truth.
Exactly. And then I picked the, you know, tell them the truth as well, because I feel like the truth sets you fucking free. Like, hello. I don't want something to eat me fucking alive. Hell no.
Right.
Then it's gonna fuck me up.
Yeah.
And honestly, you know, this is a little different, but there's been a lot of girls that, like, I've been, like, straight up with them. Like, hey, I just want to have sex. Or, hey, you know, I'm, like, looking for friends with benefits. And they're like, oh, well, I'm glad you told me the truth. Like, if you told me sooner, we would have had sex already. Like, oh, shit. Like, damn, all I had to do was be real. I should do this more often.
Yep. You know, girls, but, like, honesty for sure.
Like, what was I lying for? I was lying for no reason.
Because a lot of fuckers like to lie. They would be like, I want to be with you. And then, nope, I want friends with benefits, girl. Like, shit. What's
going on?
And then looks like 69% is basically saying that, you know, they'll tell them the secret and hurt their feelings. 31% keep a secret from your partner that is eating you alive. Which is, I mean, pretty accurate, 31%. I say, yeah. You know, some people will say that. Oh, shit. Would you rather kiss a random stranger or kiss a person that you hate?
Ooh.
Dang, that's a good one, actually.
Right. I'm gonna respond last, y'all. Y'all already know I'm going last.
So this is how I'm thinking about it, and this is what I'm saying. I feel like if you, person that you hate, you need them. So it's a little bit more comfortable to kiss them because you know them. Like, the stranger, the stranger could be like crazy. Stranger could be trying to snatch you up or something afterwards, you know, like, you get what I'm saying?
You.
Can you guys hear me now?
Yes.
Girl!
I'm surprised you guys are still on.
Girl,
I was like, let me get back on here and try to see if it works now.
We're gonna be on for like, what, you guys want to do 10 more minutes?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
That good. It's like, you hear me now? Good.
We're playing Would You Rather. It says, would you rather kiss a random stranger or kiss a person you hate? Kenosha said that she wants to kiss a person that they hate because she knows them, because she doesn't know if, like, the stranger's gonna snatch her up and be crazy after.
Maybe. Yeah, I'll probably kiss somebody that I hate, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
Because what if the stranger is a homeless man or something? Like, I'm not gonna get no bum bump.
A homeless man in San Diego. Those are the worst.
Oh yeah, heck no.
I'm talking about like the not so nice ones, not the sweet ones, you know, that you're like, bless your heart. The ones that are like drug addicts, you know what I'm saying? The mean ones on the sidewalk downtown.
For real.
God, I miss those days being out there. And then Demetrius, what do you think?
You know, I'm coming with the unpopular answer. What is most controversial? You know what I'm saying? So, I'm going to go with the stranger. Okay? And,
thank you.
But my reasoning is crazy. Check this out. So, who knows you better than the people who don't like you?
Exactly.
So, they're probably expecting this kiss. They probably have you already set up. They probably have a camera set up. They might have poison on their lips. They're probably ready to fuck you up. Whatever you try to do, they're ready to fuck you up. Because
they're ready to expose you, record you, and try to expose you or do something malicious. That's why I would say I'd rather kiss a stranger, because think about it. If you kiss a stranger and they're like, hey, can I have your number? Give them a fake number. Hell, that's all you gotta do. You know, jet out of there, make an excuse. If you're at a bar, you know, you're doing that, whatever. By all means, do you, but at the same time, get that fake number or act like you're gonna go to the quote-unquote bathroom and just ditch they ass. You don't have to see them ever again in life, you know, if you're kissing a stranger. Let's hope not. But if you kiss somebody who you hate, you don't know what they're capable of just by you kissing them. Like, you know, try to manipulate you and say like, oh, well, you kissed me, so this is what I think about you. You know, I want to do this and that to you because you kissed me. They're trying to have something that is like not a good intention to use against you just because y'all kissed, and try to lead you on to like getting there with the one. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I will say be careful though. I have had a woman like kiss me in the club and take me home. So
what? The tea.
Right.
Wow. Where was this? At F6? Or was this at Onyx?
Bad day. I ain't from San Diego, chill.
He's like, back in Mississippi.
This is
and then it looks
Portugal. Yeah, you know, I'm a world traveler. I'd be in Europe.
Oh, but, fuck. Europe.
Yeah.
Oh, damn. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's why, because you're in another country. They're fucking like, they don't do anything.
Yeah.
If they find out you're American, oh, yeah, they're going to be like, whoop, come with me. Like,
Yeah. They were visiting those crazy. She was with her friends. They were from Latvia. And she was like, my friends don't like it, but I like you.
I'm they're hella straightforward. I watched 90 Day Fiancé. That's how I know all this shit.
I mean, you know, it doesn't matter to me. Like, I'm here to have a good time. You know, what you trying to do? She's like, she pulled me in. She's like, smells like, oh, your cologne smells so good. And I was like, okay, so you want to get out of here? It's like, I already called the Uber. I'm like, oh, shit.
Whoa.
Oh,
had it.
Oh, shit.
She's like, I already called this shit. Let's go. It's kind of like a Jersey Shore moment type shit.
Sure.
And it says 65% for kiss a random stranger, and then 35 Kenosha for the kiss a person you hate.
Okay.
You're like, I disagree. Oh my gosh. Let's do a few more because this shit is getting deep. Like, this is what it is about this game. It's so addicting to the point where me and Kanisha is like, let's do one more. And then, like, three of them later. Let's do three more. And then, like, three later. We'll do one more. That's fine. And then we're, like, done after that. And then it says, would you rather have all chats on your phone leak or have all the photos on your phone leak? Oh, shit.
Oh.
That's tough.
Photos, because I ain't got many photos.
I have to think.
Are you sure?
If someone else asked that, clearly no one likes my answer.
Well, you know, like, I don't know.
I'm gonna go with chats because I don't lie, but I do got photos that's not for public eyes. Even though I still don't have nothing to hide, I don't really care.
I would say my chats because I have like some photos where I'm talking shit about like recently some hairstylist.
Oh,
yeah, I read into some shit basically with trying to find, you know, just like a backup hairstylist because, you know, mine's just great. I've been doing my own hair lately, but like I want, you know, something different for my birthday that I don't feel like doing. And I was just being nosy and the lady was like, you know, on her little thing, her business page, she was like, come with a $1. If you don't have a mask, that's going to be $1. If you're literally sleeping, that's going to be an extra $20 fee. Ooh. If you're still sleeping, I'm going to kick you out. Like, it was just a whole fucking scenario. And I was talking so much shit. I ain't going to lie. Because just like, you're really a lazy hairstylist that's charging a lot of money. But that's right. Why I say, I'd rather have my chats leaked. Like, fuck it. Like, you can just figure out what the fuck I'm talking about. I don't give a fuck. But don't go through my photos. That's all I ask. Like,
I feel it.
I mean, you can go through my photos if you want. Just don't be upset about what you see. So
he's like, you guys are like photos, and I'm like, ooh, yeah, just my chats. And let's see what the answer is. 52% for the photos being leaked, and 48% for the chats. So it's kind of like a tie, low key. I mean, not really, but it's up there. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm actually pretty shook.
That's pretty.
And then let's, right, that's super fucking close. And then it says, would you rather date someone you know nothing about or date someone from your group of friends?
Dang.
Well, I got my answer already.
So, that's a very good question for me.
Kenosha. Which one, girl?
What?
Which one? Date someone you know nothing about or date someone from your group of friends?
Let me like listen to y'all first. Like, Nate, what do you think with this? Oh, she got somebody. She got a fiance, a husband, a partner. She got everything over there.
Nate, you there?
Okay. Demetrius, what do you think?
Dang, y'all done scared Nate away. What the hell?
Can you hear me?
Okay. Oh, yeah, there she is.
I got your back, Nate. I ain't gonna let them bully you.
This isn't Euphoria. You. No, I am not baddie.
But I was saying, like, I feel like if I was asked this question while being, like, single, I would probably say I would prefer to date somebody that I know nothing about. Because, I mean, I prefer, like, new beginnings, you know, versus dibbling and dabbling into stuff that I already know about. Because if I wanted to be with somebody that was, like, in my inner circle, I'm pretty sure I would have attempted it. Or it would have been, like, maybe discussed or thought about, you know. So, obviously, there's not a reason why I'm not trying to talk to somebody in my circle. I'll prefer like somebody fresh.
Yeah, that's true. And then Kenosha, what you think, girl?
I'll go fresh too, because I like meeting new people and talking to people. I'd be calling everybody my friend, but they really not my friend. They my associate. But how do you be like, hey, my associate so and so, like, what?
Here's a mutual friend of mine.
Right.
Bob, like,
she tell me that all the time. She'd be like, you got all these friends, and I'm like, they're not really friends, but it's just a good word to use. I need to stop doing that though.
Ooh, that's a toxic trait.
Yeah, like now that we're talking about it, I'm gonna take this and run with
it. Yes, ma'am. saying? I'm using that word friend loosely. I'd be like, you know, my home girl. You know what I'm saying? Like, like I don't think everybody's my friend. I used to be like that though, but now I'm just like, you know, my I just say their name basically instead of like friend. Like, you know, hey, Billy said, like, no, nah, not my friend. Billy, like, that's his government name. I'ma say it.
Right. I feel it. Yeah. Right. I'm on that path. I'm definitely on that path.
Right, right. And then me, I would say date someone that I know nothing about, because I like to, you know, I'm an extrovert, so it's very easy for me to talk to about anybody. Because if I date someone from a group of friends, say we have a messy ass breakup, guess what? He's still gonna be your friend group. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you date somebody you don't know, you don't have to bring them into your friend group or anything like that. It could be just your business. That'll be everybody's business if y'all fucking break up. And he's still gonna be around. So I just think would be his common sense for me. Like, date someone you don't know.
I feel that.
And let's see the results for this. Whoa. So date someone you know nothing about is 47%. Date someone from a group of friends, 53. Whoever's voted 53, you're crazy. You're crazy. Right. You like drama. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Or they're just trying to be comfortable. They're probably just trying to stick to what they know.
Yeah, way too fucking comfortable. Shit.
Yeah,
way too
comfortable, yeah.
I can't.
It's because relationships are different nowadays. Like people don't value meaningful relationships anymore.
They really don't.
Like, you meet people, but how long do those people stay in your life?
Exactly. Like,
I put a high value on friendships and meaningful relationships. It's hard to find people that you can carry with you in your life.
Very rare.
Over what? Over a particularly fair relationship? Over us being horny and wanting to have sex? No, that's not worth it. That's not worth
exactly.
it.
Ooh, speaking of that, would you rather have sex for 2 hours or have a great full body massage for 2 hours?
Full body massage. Let me tell you. I haven't got the good D, so the massage cannot let me down.
Are you lying?
Now you there?
I'm gonna have to go with massage, because that don't happen that often.
Girl,
that does
say...
not happen that often.
Right, and like with me, I would say full body massage, because like that's you relaxing your mind and your body for 2 hours instead of you wanting to do, you know, have sex or whatever. I mean, give me a massage, hell. Get the oil. Hello. Get the baby lotion.
Hello.
Cocoa butter. Let me stop. No cocoa butter.
Why not?
I mean, because like cocoa butter just, you know what I'm saying? Like it smelled good, but like, I'm gonna keep it G, y'all. Cocoa butter smell like black people. But don't you? I'm telling you, do you guys ever think that when you put on cocoa butter, you're like, this smells like my nana's house? Like,
cocoa butter like
that. Oh, that's just me?
So, yes.
That's because everybody have cocoa butter on. That's
right.
Why. I feel so black when I put on cocoa butter. I'm like, yeah, this is my people's shit. Cocoa butter.
I haven't bought that in a long time, if I'm being honest.
I put it on my daughter all the time. And then let's see what are the results. Everybody said that they want to have great sex for 2 hours, and then 57%, and then 43% for the full body massage. Whoever said that, you guys fucking suck, and you guys just need to do you, pretty much.
Nah, man, y'all crazy. This full body massage, yeah, y'all don't know. Like that full body massage is probably gonna lead y'all to sex anyway. Like, you mess with just taking part
of
sex.
Damn, he's right. Damn. You're right. And then, would you rather have sex with one person for the rest of your life or have sex with a new partner every year?
It depends on how good the sex is.
Exactly. I don't know.
I mean, obviously, if you marry, you're supposed to say that person. But, like, if you're living a single life, maybe it's different.
Yeah.
But then again, if you have, you know, if you're intimate with somebody for the rest of your life, I mean, you know, by all means, get checked up, but you kind of sort of 50-50, don't have to worry about that. But if you're doing it with the new partner every year, you're going to have to be, you know, at the clinic all the time.
True.
What if you catch something?
True, because you don't know what other people is doing.
Exactly. You don't know, like, if they're dirty or not. So I would say that one person for the rest of my life. Get So
even if it's bad, what if you spend the rest of your life having sex with this person and it never gets good? Like, you never get
twist.
It has to, though. Like, there's choices.
It doesn't have to. It doesn't have
but
to.
Like, there's stuff out there.
You know about toys? Funny. You know about toys?
Oh, wow.
I do.
That escalated. Fucking dead. Ooh, y'all, 70% for have sex with one person and 30% with the new partner. Whoever said the 30%, y'all like to be dirty. Let me stop.
It didn't say that they wasn't gonna get checked up every so often or nothing.
I don't believe in monogamy. I think it's all a waste of time. I think it's America's watching, and I'm
you
never
believe
gonna
in believe. Monogamy.
No, monogamy is.
So
it's,
you
it's
believe
crazy.
In polyamorous?
Yep, I believe polygamy? In. I believe in non-monogamy for sure. Yeah,
dude, I was. Oh my god, that's crazy because I was gonna talk about it on my podcast soon.
Ooh, let's do it.
Yeah, let me.
Y'all
let
down?
Me know.
Y'all yeah, down? Yeah. I'm telling you, I got some ideas up my fucking sleeve where I'm like, I know I said, you know, I had a podcast dating multiple people, but I don't think I got too deep into it. And my thing was only 30 minutes. So I'm like, I need to like expand my stuff. Like when I come back, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was like, I just need to put guests on here who I'm comfortable with. And I feel like you guys made me super duper comfortable, to be honest. Like,
yes.
Big That's facts. Awesome.
It was a joy big being facts.
We I love, definitely I love need to collab. Party, so. Yeah. And then I got two more questions for y'all, and then we gonna call tonight, unfortunately. But I'm back next Friday. I'm gonna come back every single Friday to record if y'all are down for next week. I feel like this podcast came out amazing, and I was like, I need them back on here.
Okay. Hell yeah, let's do it.
Shit, fuck yeah. And then we could literally do, like, you know, we could brainstorm ideas together instead of, you know, just me brainstorming, and just kind of like, you know, collab together our ideas and stuff.
All right.
And then let's see, two more and then we good. Would you rather be able to read your partner's mind or have a partner who could read your mind? Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Dang. What?
That's deep.
What
That's fucking
that?
Deep.
That is really deep.
So I think being able to read your partner's mind is easier, but I feel like it's cheap. But if your partner can read your mind, though, they probably be a bitch about it.
That's true.
Like what if you think to yourself, like what if you're like, oh, the food is pretty good, but in your mind you're like, nah, it's really nothing. And he's like, you ain't gotta lie. Like, what are you lying?
Exactly. Kenosha, what you think, girl?
I wouldn't know how to answer this if I'm being honest, because I don't want no one to read my mind. Because let me tell you, I be thinking some crazy stuff. I be choke people out, like, smack them inside the head. Like, I wouldn't want to read their mind, because I be thinking some crazy stuff.
Yeah, me neither. I think with me, I would want to be able to read my partner's mind, because I want to know what they're thinking instead of having them know what I'm thinking. You know what I'm saying? Like, let me know what you're gonna say before I'm gonna fucking say it. Like, I've always wanted to read a person's mind. Yeah, I'll probably get mentally exhausted from it, because you know you're reading people's minds, but like, I mean, I want to know, you know, ahead of you so I could be right, pretty much. So I fucking love to be right, y'all. So that's why.
That sounds toxic.
That is a toxic trait that I have. Y'all, damn, you called me out, Kenosha. I feel bad now. Yeah, my other toxic trait is that I always think I'm fucking right, and I've always had that trait my entire life.
So is the question, like, for you to be a mind reader, like, or is it, like, for your partner, like, whoever you're in a relationship with, or is it everybody?
Partner's mind. Be able to read your partner's mind or have a partner who could read your mind.
I feel like I would prefer for my partner to be able to read my mind. I feel like, for me, if I'm, like, really with the person, I don't really care for them to know what I'm thinking. Because I be saying whatever it is that I want to say. I don't care. Literally. Like, you're going to take it how you're going to take it. I'm a Sagittarius. That's just, like, how I
you're
am.
You're a Sag?
Yeah. So, like, no way. Sometimes I will say stuff and I don't realize that it was very, like, desensitive, you know? Like, I could have said it in a better way. Yeah. So sometimes I'll be wishing that, like, my partner could read my mind, like, read me, you know, like, because I'm about to pop off, because that'll prevent things from happening, you know, like, damn. Motherfucker, like, I'm dead ass serious with you right now. You better sit your ass down, you know?
Yeah.
Or like, I think able it might to be know, like, if I'm sad or if I'm like depressed or like I need something, you know, without me having to speak. Cause that's another topic that we were talking about is communication. Like, sometimes I don't always express my emotions, you know?
Yeah, that's so true. And I can't believe you're a Sagittarius, because like, I think it's just a Sagittarius thing where you guys don't mean the things that you say. Like, it just, it comes off a certain way, you know what I'm saying? Because Pisces, we're just like, why did you say that? But Sag, you guys are like, but I didn't mean it like that, but okay, you know?
Yeah, that's how I am. And my boyfriend, he's a Cancer, so he's like emotional. Like,
my daughter's a Cancer. They're like, love me but don't love me, pretty much. It's kind of like a Gemini thing too, right?
Gemini guy has 5 different personalities. I don't know what to say.
But yeah, Cancers are like, touch me but don't touch me. Pisces is like, love me and don't let me go, but give me a little bit of space, you know, every now and then. That's how I am, for sure. And then it looks like 80% for read your partner's mind and 20% for the partner to read your mind. 20%, that is so fucking low.
That is. Oh my.
Oh wow. And then I'm trying to see the last question. I feel like the other one was way too vague. I'm not doing that one. What the hell? It was talking about would you wear somebody's dirty underwear or use their toothbrush?
No.
Nobody wants to do that.
No.
Oh, this is a good one. Would you rather meet someone and fall in love with them over time or experience love at first sight?
Ooh, this is a good one. That's like that one TV show, Love is Blind. Do you guys
I want to get into that.
Yeah, I've been watching that.
Don't they like not see each other and they just talk to through the team?
Yeah, they don't see.
They don't see each other till the end of it, right? Kind of like the circle?
To the proposed too.
So that's like the circle, but a love version.
Yeah, let me tell you, the first show, I was like, oh my gosh, Cameron and Lauren, oh, I love them, they're amazing. And now I follow them on social media. I'm sorry?
I need to start watching them, because like, I've been trying to find a new show to watch on Netflix.
Love is Blind is where it's at.
Bet, I'm gonna put that on my list. But yeah, I think with me, I would wanna, experience love at first sight, to be honest. I know it sounds a bit cheesy, but I mean, yeah, you could meet someone, fall in love with them over time, but you could fall in love with somebody over time, you know, any other time if you want. I just feel like that's kind of like, how do I say this? It's very hard to explain. My mind's a little boggled, but you could literally meet somebody, fucking try to fall in love with them over time. Like, I just feel like that's just kind of stereotypical. Love at first sight is very rare, so I think that's why I would want it.
Yeah.
While the experience is nice, true, but it's painful to actually like, because love at first sight isn't based on anything. Like it's just a feeling that you get about this person. But it's hard to let that feeling go, even if the person chews with their mouth open, fucking walks with their wet shoes on the fucking carpet, fucking leaves the door open every time they leave the house. And all that shit, you're like holding on to this love at first sight thing, but you really hate them.
Oh, like, fuck. Now I'm having second thoughts.
Right.
Demetrius made me think about my whole life right now.
Right, hi. I'm like, oh no, take your shoes off.
I'm telling you, like when I say I'm old, I don't mean like I'm actually old. I mean like I've lived a lot of life. Like,
you're like an old soul.
I'm different for sure.
Right.
I know men like older men like 35, 40 years old that still like aren't matured, but it's because like they aren't actually living life. They're just like alive, and there's a difference. Being alive and living is not the same thing.
That's true. And then also with the 35 like year old men and stuff. Now, do you guys think? Okay, before we go, quick topic. So with men, since we have a man on here instead of just all women, do you think that, I guess they say like a man matures when they're in their 30s. Do you think that is true or is it like false?
So I don't think that it's an age thing, but I do think that in a man's 30s, a lot of things are no longer accessible. he either has to mature or risk facing the rest of his life alone. So it's like forced to mature in their 30s. But yeah, most men that I've met in their 30s are still fucking childish, though.
Damn.
I feel like it's the environment also. Like, it depends on, like, how you were raised. Like, some men were raped or forced to mature at a young age because of their environment. You know what I mean? And then there's some people that were, like, baby. So they didn't really have to grow up at a fast age.
Damn. That's hella true, too.
Yeah.
Wow. That's, like, low-key mind-blowing because just, like, if they're baby majority of their life, they're going to have the baby mindset. And if they, like, grew up, you know, pretty fast, and they're gonna be more mature. Like, you know that one saying, like, when they say, like, oh yeah, I grew up fast because of this is what I've been through to make me stronger. I feel like that's true with, like, even a man or a woman, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
it's crazy. But yeah, I definitely enjoyed all of the topics that we talked about. I know we have some more topics that we gotta dive deep into, but I was like, let's talk about the, you know, the toxic Black community, even just like toxic families in general, not even just that race, you know what I'm saying? It's not just Black families, but we could definitely get in depth about it in the future. Just, you know, let me know you guys' schedule on Fridays, because I definitely, you know, again, want to do Fridays because I feel like it's chill. You know, I get off of work, I ate my dinner, and I was like, I am excited to do this podcast, especially, you know, with people who I'm comfortable with speaking to. But I definitely enjoyed this. So what are you guys' social medias to follow you at, and business pages, by the way, if you have a business outside, or even anything you guys want to promote, throw it out there.
Underscore Media Knows for me, Kenosha.
And then, is that your business page? Kenosha, are you still with me?
Yeah, I'm still with you. Sorry, yeah. Underscore Media Knows is my business page. My personal page, I'm not really active on it, but you can see a lot of quotes and pictures of me. It's underscore, underscore beauty is me 95.
Underscore USB beauty. Wonderful. And then, Demetrius, what's your social medias?
So you can catch me on my personal page. It's Demetrius Wise. No underscores, no dashes, no P's, you know. On my business page is Wise Choice Services 19. I've been in business a couple years now, and if you're looking to save money or make money, I got you.
Nice. He got you, y'all. And Kenosha got you too with them bomb ass quotes. And then also with Kenosha's page, I'm telling you, your little quotes and stuff that you put on your stories, that should be, it went, like, you know, when I was reading it today, it really did make my day, your quotes, because, like, I was having such a good day at work, and then I was reading it, I was like, oh, that made me feel good. I, like, smiled and stuff, and I was all smiling my calls. Yeah, it's very, very inspirational. And then I think May dropped a call. Do you know her social medias?
Hers is Queen Harris. Queen, H-A-R-R-I-S, and then that's all.
Okay, nice. And then y'all already know to follow me. Follow my business pages, which would be Sharday's Thoughts. So it's just Sharday's underscore thoughts underscore. And then also Feisty Attitudes Podcast. Forgot to let you know, Kenosha. But we're coming back tomorrow, girl, with my co-host. Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. We're finally back, and we're planning on having guests on there too. Demetrius, you got to hop on that too, bro. It's really, really fun. And, you know, just follow me on there, which is Feisty underscore podcast underscore. And I think that would be most of my social medias. I feel like with, you know, my social medias now, they're private, so I'm like, you know, follow me if you find me, you know, y'all catch me soon on there. But if you guys follow me, you follow me, you know, just follow my business pages, and just, you know, give me more ideas, give me more content to, you know, have more things to talk about. And I thank you so much for you guys' this time, and I hope you guys have a wonderful weekend, and then be safe this weekend as well.
Thank you. You as well.
You're welcome. Thank you for being guests.
Of course.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much. Have a great evening, y'all. Talk to you soon.